356. I am your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan, and of course, we are joined by a man who doesn't care about Infamous, Wombat.
I don't even know what that is. Well, I mean, I honestly care about anyone that's more than famous.
Yes. And Shipwreck. I was going to try to shoehorn a Three Amigos line in there, but my mind went blank completely.
And your little buttercup, Shipwreck.
You can tell he's a male playing by his little balls.
I was trying to come up with the plethora line, but
a man who has a plethora of video games.
Yeah,
Shipwreck.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody, and thanks for the assist on the corny opening, Wombat. A lot of stuff to talk about this week. Some new games came out. The season is coming upon us.
A man you'd like to kiss on the veranda. Shipwreck.
Oh, no. This is not going to end for the rest of the
No, it will not.
Anyway, so I figured you should be throwing out Ghostbusters lines.
A man who's El Guapo happens to be the real El Guapo. Shipwreck.
That's not good.
That is amazing.
Yeah, that one didn't work.
No. Speaking of El Guapo, now, how's your cabling going, Shipwreck? Are you all done finally with this big home renovation?
Nearly the last pieces came in today from Amazon. But yeah, everything's mounted. It looks good. All the wires are in the walls, and the walls are patched up, and I've got the jacks in the walls, and it's looking nice.
I did enjoy that. I saw the picture of your PC playing on your big television in your living room, and it does look neat and clean.
Yeah, So I moved the PC. I just picked it up and moved it into my living room, and got the HDMI going through the wall to the TV area. And that, yeah, PC gaming on the TV looks good.
Hell yeah, it looks good.
The whole mouse thing's annoying. I don't know.
You don't need, but sure. Why is it annoying? Because I use the, what's that app that I told you about? The mobile mouse or something like that?
I don't have that set up yet. I have it. Oh. I just haven't set it up.
Well, once you do that, you're good to go. Mouse Pro. It's Mobile Mouse Pro is the name of the app. And it was like $2. It takes 2 seconds to set that shit up. And then all you need to use that just to launch big picture mode on Steam. And you're pretty much good to go.
Kind of. I mean, I also threw $90 at the problem and got a new wireless mouse that came today as well.
Right. That's the similar to the one that I have, the Logitech G700 something or other, right?
G700S.
Yeah, you have
you
have S.
Mine's the newer version that has like the edgy gamer graphics on it.
Yeah.
Can tell I'm supposed to be gaming with this and not doing spreadsheets.
Right, mine you can't really tell except the fact that it has 8 buttons on it.
But you've never done a spreadsheet, so maybe you should have the gaming mouse.
I do spreadsheets all the time.
Got to get those macros going with all those buttons.
Ugh, I had to work with macros today. I wanted to kill somebody.
Get some pivot tables. You could be pivoting with those buttons.
Oh, I was the worst.
Goal seeks.
Yeah, but you won't need that mouse. I use that mouse, you know, to play games. Like I play Hearthstone in the living room sometimes with that, and that's pretty much it. But you can't actually, you know, you have the same keyboard that I have too, the Logitech, that's the K800, I think, if memory serves correctly.
I don't remember. It's the clickety-clack one that glows.
K800. I just looked it up.
Yep, that's the one.
You put that on your lap. If you have a couch that has a decent armrest, like mine, if I take the pillow off my couch's armrest, it's perfectly flat and I could drop a small mouse pad on there. And if I need to do mouse and keyboard, I could do that in pretty good comfort. But you can also go with controller. Living room PC is pretty sweet.
This is the most riveting conversation we've ever had on the show.
Thank you.
You know, it's funny because I have my whole seat, but I only need the edge.
Yes, I know. Wombat, don't be jealous because you're now the only person who doesn't have a living room PC.
The way you said whole seat, I thought you actually had a seat with a hole in the middle of it.
He does. He has hemorrhoids.
I do, but that's a whole other conversation.
You brought you know, like another conversation with a hole in it?
All right. Let's do some show feedback before I strangle Wombat through my microphone.
Wombat, that was all shipwreck.
No, it's everything's your fault.
Yeah, whatever. Speaking of all shipwreck, codename Lenny has to say, nobody cares about Infamous. I care about Infamous. It's one of my favorite series of last gen. I don't have a PS4 or an X-Bone, and I don't plan on getting one soon. But when I do, Infamous will be the first game I buy. Probably.
You're saying he's wrong, Shipwreck, that he really doesn't care about Infamous?
I find it hard to believe that that's his favorite series of the last gen.
You're calling Codename Lenny a liar, is what you're doing.
I just don't know that he's got like a firm grasp of his feelings about that.
He's in denial.
He doesn't say right. He says it's one of his favorites.
Well, how many favorites does he have?
He may have too many favorites to really be considering all those games favorites, is what you're saying.
Like, that's like kid like Wombat saying both of his kids are one of his favorites. Like, you know, he has one that's the Infamous one, and then one that's the one that he really likes.
Yeah, that's true. But we don't have to talk about it. I don't want to put that on tape.
Right. No, you don't want to have a record of that.
Yeah, you never know when Sabrina may listen to this in 5 years and get really upset.
Yeah. Uh-oh, you've said too much. End transmission.
I'm kidding, sweetie.
Infamous are well-made, fun games that they just don't have a huge following.
Right. When Shipwreck says nobody cares about Infamous, he means 5 million people in the United States don't care about Infamous. That's what you mean, right? Not nobody.
Right. I mean, it's not competing for top of the charts with other games in like the third-person action genre.
Right. Not nobody. When you say something like that on a video game podcast where all the listeners are pretty hardcore, I knew people would. Was that the only comment about that?
No, there was a bunch.
But
it was pretty much the most talked about thing from last episode.
Right. I knew that would happen.
There was a lot of people that agreed with me, too, though. Like,
your
it's
mom.
It's just not a. Yeah.
Your mom, your wife, your baby. They're all on the computer sticking up for you. All right. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm going to buy Infamous when it comes out, and it comes out soon.
Yes.
The thing, I was thinking about Infamous a lot this week, and the thing with Infamous, I think, is that when I'm playing it, I always wish the mission I was playing was over quicker, so I could do the next thing. And that's pretty much the game design of Infamous.
The missions are too long.
The missions are too long, and I get, I don't know, bored halfway through a mission.
You want to go back to just the open world, running around and doing your own thing? Or
Yeah. Like, I got some shiny stuff to go chase down. Like,
right. Well, hey, maybe it's you know, it looks like they made the vertical ascension a lot faster now. So maybe you won't have that same feeling anymore because the missions will be quicker.
That would be move faster. I hope so. I hope they picked up the pace of Infamous.
Okay. We'll find out soon because the game comes out March 21st, I believe, which is soon. And this is a perfect segue to talk about a new contest on Cheap Ass Gamer that is sponsored by our friends at Walmart.com. We're going to be giving away 3 copies of Infamous, Second Son, and... what's
Did
funny?
They listen to last week? Is that why we have this?
No. The only reason we have it is because they've never listened. So 3 copies of Infamous Second Son and 3 copies of South Park Stick of Truth Grand Wizard Edition.
Oh, that's sweet. Have you seen that thing with the card?
I have seen it.
That's an awesome. I'm a little jealous that I'm not eligible for that prize.
See? So we'll give you three of those away as well. The contest is not up yet, but as the time that I am speaking right now, this moment, but it will be probably maybe by the time that you listen to this, but or soon after, within a day.
What do I have to do to win?
You just have to we'll be using the contest system on CAG. So you just post in a thread and or retweet for a bonus entry, and that'll be it. Sure, nice and easy.
Cool. Shop smart, shop Walmart.
Let's not get carried away.
Well, you know.
Anyway, so that's kind of cool. How about a quick watch this, bitches? Because there was some news appeal to us or not. MW Mike 11 writes in and says, I vaguely remember Cheapy and Wombat watching Heroes while it was still on. With news that we are getting a Heroes Reborn miniseries next year, will either of you tune in? And then he goes on to say that he still, even though it gets a lot of hate, he still loved the series. And yeah, he's sort of looking forward to it. He said, as long as they fix many of the problems fans had with the series, these are like major problems. Weak storylines, focusing too much on one or two characters, playing stories safe and not killing off main characters, and lack of budget for effects.
That wasn't that even my biggest problem with that show.
What was your biggest problem?
My biggest problem with that show... I mean, it started off great. I mean, there's nothing, you know, that first season up until the last episode, I'm not the only person who will say this, the first season up until the last episode of the first season was really good. And then it fell apart at the last season because I think I can't speak for the show, but I felt like they thought that the show was going to last a lot longer than it did. And instead of kind of bringing everyone together and kind of making a pseudo superhero team that would fight evil, kind of, you know, something to build on, they kind of all split up at the end.
They spread it out so they could have more story.
Yeah, it was like they spent a whole season bringing everyone together just so at the end of the season, after that finale, everyone split up again. I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Shouldn't they all be like working together to try to figure out why they all have superpowers? And while they're figuring out what's going on, they may happen to like save people or discover things and help people in a whole. Like there was something to go with from there and it fell apart. The other problem I had with that show, and I know he's a lot of people's favorite character, was Siler.
Yeah.
By the end of the series, he was invincible and invulnerable and had everyone's superpowers and was a bad guy.
Right. Did you watch that show, Ship? Probably not, right?
Nope.
Not at all.
So I don't know. Like, even that you could tell the writers had no idea what to do with an invincible nemesis.
I don't know how far I got, but I know exactly when that show jumped the shark for me. And I don't know how many more episodes it lasted after that, but they somehow the cheerleader and
she was the key to saving the world or something.
Right, that was in the beginning. I seem to remember, but the cheerleader and the politician guy, the guy who could fly, right?
Yeah,
that was
yeah,
his
yeah.
power.
Yeah.
They wound up in Mexico. At like in Tijuana, I think, and they had no money or anything, and they needed to get money. So their grand idea was to have Claire was her name, right?
Yep.
The cheerleader was like what was her power? She was invulnerable.
She was like Wolverine.
Healing.
She was Wolverine. Yeah.
Right. She had a healing ability. So the way that they could earn money so that they could get back to America was that she would have a drinking contest against college students and take their money.
Yes.
And
I was
thinking, that's really this guy's like a supposed to be like a really smart politician and, you know, superhero, and that's their big great idea. And wasn't I forget.
He was her
fly.
Father.
Why didn't he just fly back to
Yeah, he was her father.
Not Tijuana.
Yeah, how come he couldn't fly, Wombat? I forget that.
I don't know. Maybe Siler took his powers. There was so much dumb in that show.
That yeah, it got too dumb.
Do you remember when Peter was sucked into the alternate dimension and then the writer's strike happened? And when the writer's strike ended, they acted like that dimension thing never happened. But he wasn't sucked into the dimension alone, so his girlfriend was stuck in another dimension and they never brought it up again.
Like Poochie.
Yeah, they Poochied his girlfriend.
All right, well, so to answer this guy's question, I'll give it a shot, but... I don't know. It just got too stupid. Both, I remember me and Mrs. Chibi, we just sort of looked at each other during that whole drinking contest thing. And we're like, what the fuck are we doing? Wasting our time with this show. So we'll see. Maybe I'll wait for the reviews. Lick Chan wants to know what we thought of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Didn't we talk about that last week?
Yeah, we talked about it last week. I think it looks great. I'm excited for that movie.
Come on, Lick Chan. Get with the program. I thought you listened to this show like as soon as I posted up. I thought you were right there downloading it. Damn. Crushed.
Some people.
I am crushed. All right. Let's talk about video games and the ones that came out this week, because there are some.
A handful. I guess late last week, like right after our show, so it's technically for this week, Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze came out for Wii U.
Mm.
And I picked that up, and that's pretty fantastic.
It is fantastic.
It's really good. I've only played a couple levels so far. I just haven't had much time to play it. But the first level alone, it's got so much going on, and it doesn't feel like a tutorial for like idiots. Like, you're actually playing right from the get-go, and you learn a couple things. Like, there's these handles that you can pull on to change the environment and everything. But it looks great. It's just fun to play through the levels.
Do people care about Donkey Kong Country?
I do.
That's a serious question, actually. Like, do these games sell well?
I think it's indicative of something that
indicative?
It came out at $50.
Okay.
Instead of $60.
Right. It's not. The most Wii U games cost $60? I don't even know.
Yeah, Mario does.
Mario does. Okay, so this is a $50.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it. It's difficult to tell. Like, it caters to the same audience as the Rayman Legends games.
Right. Because basically it's an old school platformer.
Yeah, it is.
Does it get really hard, though?
That's what I've heard, but I've never... I like that in platformers. I don't like platformers where I'm not challenged, because then it just seems like a waste of time.
Right, right. For that type of, in that genre, yeah, it sort of has to challenge you. Otherwise, yeah.
Like the first level, there? I didn't find all the collectibles in the first level the first time through. So that alone is promising. But it's got the barrels where you get in the barrels and shoot around. You can swim.
It's got Crazy Kong. I know that.
Cranky.
See, I don't know that.
Who's Crazy Kong?
I don't know. He's going to be in the next one.
Is he like their cousin?
He's going to be on Nintendo Fusion. Okay. So that sounds like you're enjoying Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. Excellent.
Yeah. The other nice thing about it is that there's no motion controls. Like, it's been a long time since a Donkey Kong game did not require some not needed motion controls.
Which seems like just a horrible idea in a platformer.
Right. Like, there was no reason to have to shake the controller to jump or pound or whatever you had to do in the last ones.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's perfect.
Excellent. That's
exactly what I wanted.
Okay. What else we got? I've played some of these games, even.
I have, too. Let's hear you talk about Thief.
Thief.
Yeah, tell us how terrible it is.
It's, you know what? I thought I liked it for about a half an hour, and then I realized that I didn't like it. You know, I'm playing on PC. It looks pretty good, but it's definitely hit and miss in the graphics department. The environments look really nice, and of course, everything's at night, and it's got some nice lighting from, you know, candles and torches and, you know, moonlight and things like that. But then when they show the characters up close, their facial animations, very often the lip syncing is just like crazy bad. You know, like, sometimes the guy's mouth isn't moving and he's talking, sometimes it's just not synced up. The facial, just like the textures on the faces, don't look good. The writing is sort of, it's got that type of story where you realize that you're probably never going to understand it right in the first 5 minutes, and then you just decide to skip the story, which is probably the way to go if you're going to actually play through this game, because the best part of the game is definitely not the story. It's just sneaking around and jumping through windows and stealing stuff out of people's drawers and things. But the combat, and I know these games are not supposed to be combat heavy because you're supposed to be sneaking around, but the combat is just so bad. It's just, you know, it's RB, RB, hold RB to finish the guy off. That's your combat with the
RB?
Yeah, right bumper.
That's what's used for combat?
It's the controls are very weird too. Like you to pull out your bow, you hold down the right trigger, and when you let go, that's when he shoots.
Oh, that's so weird. It so, seems very antithetical to what I would usually do.
Yeah, and left trigger, which you would expect to be like aiming down the bow. Mm-hmm. No, left trigger is your parkour, is your climbing over obstacles, rather. I don't even left trigger is climbing over low obstacles. So I don't know. I thought that I could get into this game. It seemed promising, like maybe the first half hour, 45 minutes. And then I was like, oh man, I just can't see myself having to, if I do need to do combat, and I probably will because I just suck at these games anyway, that just having to hit RB, you know, RB, RB, hold RB. And I don't know. It just wasn't polished enough.
And then you just want a roast beef sandwich.
Right. If there was a little more polish in the game, maybe that could have pulled me in. If the story was better, if I cared about the characters and I cared about the story, I could have.
Did you ever play Dishonored?
Yeah, I did play some of that. Okay. That game seems a lot more polished than this.
Yeah, I was going to say, is Dishonored basically what this game should have been?
Yeah, and you could tell they even like steal a little bit from Dishonored. They have, so that the A button does this thing called swoop, which is, you remember the blink from Dishonored?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the blink without the magic. So you're basically just, it's like a dash. So it like lets you dash basically from one lit, like between one shadow area to another shadow area. I mean, you could do it anywhere, but it's like a quick burst of speed dash that lasts for like a second. It's not as interesting as the blink in Dishonored because you can't do it vertically. Teleporting is obviously a lot cooler than just like a quick run.
Dishonored seems like it's just the cooler version of Thief. Like,
well, the combat is much better in Dishonored, and yet Dishonored still has the stealth stuff that you would expect from a Thief game. So I would say, yeah, Dishonored, you probably should just go with Dishonored from what I played with Thief. But I really, like, as I was playing Thief, I wound up just turning it off and going on to Plants vs. Zombies.
And how's Plants vs. Zombies? That's a segue, folks.
Well, Ship has that too, right? Did you play it at all?
I've finally gotten some matches today. I was having, severe server issues where I couldn't find games or anything. It even happened again today.
Oh, really?
But
because they supposedly fixed it.
Right. Today, it was a different error message.
Okay.
And I didn't get into a game, so it could have just been my internet.
All right. But, well, what do you think? So, first of all, there's a few different modes in Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare. The main multiplayer mode is something that you'd expect to find in, you know, a Call of Duty game or a Battlefield game. But there's also a horde mode. Garden Ops, which is basically like a horde mode. Well, really reminded me of, what was that? They changed the mech game from Double Fine.
Oh, Trenched, whatever they changed the name to.
Iron Brigade, there is that what go. They changed it to?
Yeah. Or is it the other way around?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It basically feels like that, you know, where it's a tower defense game, which, Plants vs. Zombies, but multiplayer and third-person shooter. So yeah, like the Double Fine game. So there's that. There's the Garden Ops. There's the straight-up multiplayer, and then there's a split-screen local version of Garden Ops.
Which the problem with the split-screen version is player two does not get any achievements, any coins, or any progress.
Nothing.
They get nothing.
Zip. And you can't play online with that. So it's just straight up you two local against the computer.
So you and somebody you hate.
Ty.
You can
somebody who doesn't care or know that those things matter. Like Ty. It's fine with him. He likes it. He doesn't know.
I don't understand how it's 2014 and games still released. That
is that an EA thing or is that a Microsoft thing?
No, it's not either. I mean,
it's a development thing.
It's the Lego games.
I'm saying, like who can? Is it a limit of the technology that this is that no. it doesn't happen in games, or is it that the people making the games just aren't adding
it's,
in that?
It's the people making the games okay. because there's plenty of games where player two is treated as equal as far as achievements and progress and all the things like that on Xbox 360. I haven't played enough Xbox One games to know. I haven't played Skylanders on Xbox One yet to know about that, but I know the past Skylanders games were kind of iffy on what they gave to player two.
Is there
the
any
Lego games?
Any good reason
like that
for implementing that in such a way? I mean, is it are they? I mean, what they're afraid you're going to progress too quickly? I mean, there's no way to game this like cheat, right? I don't understand why they would do it that way.
I don't know. Do we care if people are cheating by playing with people they know?
I don't think so. And I don't think you can cheat anyway, right? How can you cheat? You're just playing. You're either playing or you're not.
You can't, especially in the Lego games. Like,
there's no cheating in the Lego games. They actually actively have you searching for cheats in the Lego games. That's like the right. meat of the game is unlocking cheats. Hmm.
Anyway, so about the gameplay, what do you think of the gameplay? Have you played any of the competitive multiplayer?
I've played just the multiplayer.
And what do you think?
It's fun.
It is fun. It has
fast paced. Yeah. The kind of special powers that the different classes have are fun. I'm having trouble hitting people on a consistent basis.
I'm terrible.
I don't know. My aim is off.
Yeah, they did a nice job. So you the one team plays as the plants, one team plays as the zombies, and I think there's four characters to choose from on each side. And each one is pretty different. I am bad at this game, but I still managed to come back. And I don't know, it's funny because like if it wasn't the plants versus zombies characters and you just had like, you know, generic soldiers and
Legend
things
with of
this
Frank.
Type of, yeah, this type of gameplay. Well, I don't know. They just did a good job making it cute, which I don't know, and colorful, and it adds a lot to the game. I mean, not that the gameplay isn't tight or anything, but I don't know. It just as a package, it really works. I think it sort of has more. It's sort of more fun than it really has business being. But it is fun. I put a lot of time into it. I don't know. And the way you, as you play through the game, you earn coins and then you can use those coins to buy sticker packs. And those sticker packs unlock abilities for your characters. They unlock appearance modifiers and things like that. And there's no microtransactions. So you can't buy those coins with real money or those sticker packs. At least not yet. Anyway, it seems ripe for the picking. Especially since it's published by EA, but no, there's no microtransactions. But I gotta say, I would definitely recommend Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
I don't know. I feel really like I fun. Would hate it.
You can play it while your children watch. That's sort of the nice thing because it's just cute little plants and things fighting cute little zombies. So there's nothing scary about it. So it's definitely kid family friendly. I don't know. You might hate it because it is, it's nothing easy about it. I mean, I have to really focus hard to not finish dead last on the leaderboard.
Which, so, you know, is hard to do when you're playing with children.
Well, I'm not playing with them. I meant
even with my kids in the room.
Right.
I need
right.
to be playing
the other
a game.
Thing I've noticed is that there's a lot of cursing from people online. So. That's another thing you have to pay attention to with kids in the room.
Actually, I want to talk about that for a second. So, not the cursing part, but I don't play a lot of online Xbox One games, but is it the standard setup on the Xbox One that if you have a Kinect plugged in, that becomes your microphone?
Yes.
And it's just hot?
Well, I don't know. I don't feel like it's hot. You could hear other people.
No, because this game you're hot as soon as you
really,
turn it on. Because
it wasn't like that with the Titanfall beta.
Okay. So it's just this game then.
Yeah.
So yeah, this game. I think people don't even realize that they're talking, that their mic is on.
that I'm listening to their music.
Yeah, I mean, at least they do make it easy for you to mute everybody.
Is it easy? Is there somewhere in there where I can just say I don't want to hear people ever in this game?
No,
because that's the option I want.
Yeah, it could be easier for sure.
Maybe with the update on March, whatever it is, March 10th.
Right, and then the other annoying thing is if you want to turn off your Kinect microphone so everybody isn't hearing what's going on in your living room, you have to go into the Kinect. Like, you can't do this in game. You have to go into Kinect settings, and then tell it that you say you don't want to use your Kinect for chat. But unless they fix this in the last patch, this also turns off the Kinect microphone for Skype, which took me a while to figure out the last time I had a Skype with my parents that I had disabled it. So I don't know. It seems like these things could need to be fixed because it is kind of annoying. But the game is good. The game is surprisingly fun. And yeah, I'll be going back to it.
Yeah, the thing is, I wish there was some kind of single player in it.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Because I don't know how long are people going to be playing this game.
I'd say, when does Titanfall come out?
Right.
As soon as that game comes out, I believe this game will be dead. Like March a zombie.
11th. March 11th is Titanfall.
Yeah. So you have until March 11th. March 10th.
Okay. Well, it's $40 on Xbox, and it's coming out for PC. It'll be $30.
It's $30 on Xbox 360 as well.
Okay.
I'm playing new game, too, that's not on the new release list.
Oh?
I've been playing Professor Layton. I don't know how much I could talk about it, but I played about 2 hours of that. So,
dude, how are you getting the hookup on these Nintendo jams?
Oh, I got magic powers. I think there's an embargo, and I don't know if it's up yet or if it's up on when it comes out on Sunday, right?
Oh, yeah. How would I know?
I was asking Shipwreck.
You're the one who knows crazy.
I'm so far behind on the Professor Layton games. I don't know.
I'm you know, it's not that I'm not very good at it. I mean, I could solve the puzzles just fine, but I don't know. We'll talk about it more next week when I put more time into it, because I'm not exactly sure what I can and can't say, but this way we don't run into a problem where people are asking in the comments why we didn't talk about the new Nintendo release.
Okay.
That happened with Donkey Kong last week, so I'm playing Professor Layton. I'll talk more about it next week.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else?
I have Tales of the Symphonia Chronicles, which came out for the PlayStation 3.
Right.
And 4?
And no, I definitely have it for PlayStation 3.
Well, okay, because it's on the so Tech Gaming is wrong.
Yeah, I think they have that backwards.
How dare they?
Yeah, these are the games that were on GameCube originally.
Okay.
And I played it back then, the first one, and it was really good. I don't know how much of this one I'll play, but it's out there. It has the sequel with it as well, which was panned. I never got around to playing that one.
Hold on, Titus.
It's going to be interesting to see. Like, I don't know. Like, it's nice that they're still putting out these HD collections on PlayStation 3 and everything, but why not just put it out for PlayStation 4 at the same time?
Hold on. Ty just walked in, and Ty's off from school today, and he's supposed to be in the living room playing something and letting me record the show, but he just came in to tell me that he's stuck on a level in some game. What game are you playing?
Oh.
Lego DC. Play something else, or do your katakana homework. Dude, I'm doing a show right here, man.
Go play Karateka.
Okay.
Like your daddy Ted.
Just
told
pause
you.
It and we'll go back to that, okay? I can't do it right now. You see?
We'll practice
don't
your
cry.
High karate
don't cry.
Homework.
Now he's crying. Don't cry. Listen.
He's you yelled now. At him. Why? What do you expect to happen?
Go carry a haoke.
I told him all you got to do is stay in this room and not come into my office for an hour. He lasted 30 minutes.
Well, that's pretty good.
He's got so many things that he could be playing in there.
You know what? He's also, you know, I mean, not that you don't know this. That's right. How kids are.
of course. He should be, isn't he a man now? He's 6 years old.
Does he have a job?
Jeez, I don't know. Soon, I think.
When he has a job.
Okay. Where were we here?
I don't know.
Oh, one other game came out this week too.
Okay.
It's called Shipwreck.
Yes.
And they sent me a code for it. It's came out on PC and Xbox 360 indie games.
Huh.
It's basically a Zelda type game, like an old 2D Super Nintendo style Zelda game. I've played through the first couple dungeons for $3. It's pretty solid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's do a quick ad from our friends at GoDaddy. So for all your domain registration and web hosting needs, you can get $2.95 domain transfers and registrations for 1 year with coupon code 295CAG. New website builder plans for $1 a month for 12 months with coupon code WSB9. New economy hosting, $1.99 hosting for 12 months with a free domain, host off one, and 32% off new order purchases, coupon code 32OFF1, GoDaddy.com. All right. So the big news this week, there was big news this week, Wombat.
I know.
That Microsoft is throwing in a copy of Titanfall when you buy an Xbox 360 console.
In the U.S.
In the U.S. In the U.K., they're just dropping the price.
And giving you a copy of Titanfall.
Oh. Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of a big deal.
That's a huge deal, I would think. Well, remember last week, what was my, you know, I asked the big question, is Titanfall worth $560? And right. I think Microsoft thought this was thinking the same question, and they came up with a resounding no.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they said no, Titanfall is not worth $560, but
it's worth $500.
Yeah, it's worth $500. It's worth the cost of entry, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's worth $500 and then having people pay us for Xbox Live.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. It is a multiplayer only game. You only get one free month of Xbox Live. But then again, there are people out there that after a month may be like, well, I've had enough Titanfall.
2.5 weeks, probably.
Yeah. 2.5 weeks. So that could be enough. Yeah. But no, then again, you know, if you're getting an Xbox One and you're not going to be on Live, I mean, it's you're like defeating the purpose of having an Xbox at this point, aren't you?
Pretty much.
Same thing with the PlayStation 4 at this point. Don't you, you know?
Well, to maximize, you need to play online. You need to pay for on PlayStation 2. And to maximize the value of these boxes, you want to use them as a, you know, a media streamer, you know, Netflix and whatever else you, Amazon and whatnot. Yeah. Although on PlayStation, you don't need to pay.
On PlayStation 3, you don't need to pay.
PlayStation 4, you don't, to access Netflix, you don't need to have.
Oh, yeah. No, not to access Netflix. No. Yes. That is free on Netflix, on PlayStation. It should be free on the Xbox, but whatever.
It should be.
Should be.
Right. So what does this mean? Effectively, it's a price drop. I mean, when you're bundling in your most anticipated game, that's pretty much like the same thing as a price drop.
Kind of. It's a sale.
It's a sale, right? It's a limited time sale, I guess.
Which we don't know how many of these they're making, though. So,
right. I mean, well, clearly Microsoft is not selling as many Xbox Ones as they'd like to be selling.
The forecast must be pretty scary. Like there must have been a sit down and they said, okay, well, let's run the numbers. How many are we selling? How many are still in retail?
How many are Sony selling?
Yeah. And and how's the competition doing? And it was probably very scary for them.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder how long they had this in the works. Because, I mean, you know, they're putting in the digital copy yet. I don't know how hard it is to print up those cards. Like, is that something like, you know, oh, let's do it. And then 2 days later, they have the setup to get it running.
Apparently
or do you
not.
Need to plan
Apparently
that
it
a
is
month
involved.
In advance?
Hmm? Apparently that is involved.
It's months. I mean, we had seen and heard rumors of this.
Right.
For, like, I don't know, a month and a half ago or so?
Because that's really the question. A lot of people are like, oh, this is terrible. They must, you know, after what happened or, you know, blah, 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 blah. But how hard or how difficult is it to set up a free digital copy of Titanfall in every box? And, of course, the Titanfall branded box itself, which that, you know, I don't know how easy or difficult it is to set up that kind of facility.
Well, I mean, it didn't start. Then it started when Microsoft saw that there was going to be an issue and they bought Titanfall in the first place.
Right. When they realized, look, when you have the more expensive console, that's a very difficult hurdle to come over. I mean, just look at PS3. When the PS3 launched at $600, they couldn't fucking sell any. Right? Microsoft was kicking their ass. Price is a huge factor.
I defy you to go back in time and show me a PlayStation 3 in a store at launch.
$1,000. So yeah, I mean, things were not going well for them, and price is a huge, you know, price was the factor. Microsoft should have known that this was gonna. I mean, they did, and that's why they made these moves. This is to try and counteract that. Biomech writes in and says, maybe you guys can explain for me the logic behind the Xbox One Titanfall bundle. Why would Microsoft spend the money to make Titanfall an exclusive to their platforms, advertise the heck out of it, then decide to give what many have said would be a system seller game away for free? Well, they want to sell the systems, right?
Yeah. Right. It's exactly what it is. It is a system seller.
It's literally
The problem is that they're not selling the systems.
Well, right. Well, that's what this is hoping to change.
Yeah, and it probably will.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good deal. I mean, now for us early adopters?
Adopters.
I mean, I don't know. I don't feel too great. I mean, I haven't, you know, been enjoying like a plethora of Xbox One exclusives.
No, I was playing my Xbox 360 last night, so, you know.
See? So, like, I feel, you know, kind of like a dick for buying early and getting nothing.
You got 4 months.
4 months of what?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I know you, Shipwreck, like to say, it's only been 4 months. What's 4 months in the grand scheme of things? You know what? It's 4 months.
4 months when you're buying something
for $500,
and now you're getting
$15 a month.
You know, I've gotten more. I feel like I got more out of the Xbox 360 in its first 4 months. I think the big problem was, and what the 360 did really well at launch, that the Xbox One does not do well at launch, is they had a good amount of small, bite-sized games at the ready to go, that were really at the time. Now they seem stupid, but at the time we were like, it was what everyone was playing. Everyone was playing Geometry Wars, and everyone was playing Marble Blast Ultra online. They were doing competitive online Marble Blast Ultra.
That was a totally new concept at that time, though.
That's what but there was something. So where's the new concept?
Well,
they need something. They need something.
Those games are there right now. I mean, Peggle 2. Got Peggle 2.
Uh-huh. That's all you got. That's what you got.
Got Peggle 2.
here's what Xbox
you got wanted. Peggle 2. Have you played all of Peggle 2 yet?
I played pretty much all of Peggle
where
2.
Where is the DLC for Peggle 2?
What are they waiting for exactly?
I mean, but you know, you had Uno and even dumb games like Joust. I played Joust
Uno
co-op
was later.
Online.
Uno was later. Uno came with the Vision Cam.
Did it?
Right?
They patched in the Vision Cam.
Yeah.
Vision Cam with a patch on Uno.
Speaking of Vision Cam, where are the small bite-sized Kinect games?
That's what's missing.
Yeah, it's well, there you go. So but you can't deny that there's something missing. And I think Shipwreck, you'll even agree with me on this one. I think separating out full games from arcade games was a big mistake.
No, I think you mean the opposite of that, and then I will agree with you.
Yes. Not separating out arcade games from full games was a mistake. Yes. It's like I know what you hate, and I agree with you, and I want to say it, and I was so in my own mind that I said it wrong. But yeah, they need to separate that out again. I don't know. I'm pretty sure every marketing person that came up with that regressive idea is probably no longer working in the Xbox division. So some genius new employee should say, you know what worked really well? Separating out full titles from arcade games. Because when people see arcade, they think smaller and less expensive, and they're willing to check out things. And bring back demos.
Yeah. I mean, what do they call that on Xbox 360? The Kinect Labs or something? Where they had like the small little Kinect things that you could download for either free or cheap.
Yeah, those were, yeah, something? They had those.
I mean, I didn't have Kinect hooked up, so I didn't know.
But I where never is bought that one of that? Those, but they had those, yes.
Okay, but something like that for like a new and improved Kinect, like you figure that would just launch with the system. So people would feel like they're getting.
I don't know. There are no Kinect games for the Xbox One.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, there are so many problems with the Xbox One that 4 months is not a viable excuse. It's. You know, and people talk solution. About, and just for all the people that are now complaining, every week all he does is complain about the Xbox One. It's the only new console I have. I spent a lot of money on it. I want something good.
And now you've basically lost out on a $60 game, free game, because you bought it early.
Yes, and I bought the console early, and I already bought the game.
Yes, so. Go on, Shipwreck. We interrupted you.
What if they would have put out an Infinity Blade for Kinect? That seems like that would have been a big hit.
Yeah.
Something like that. Anything.
Something.
How about something?
Something.
I mean, look, So, PlayStation 4 just came out in Japan, and I pre-ordered the camera, the PlayStation camera, whatever. It's cheaper here, and I thought it might be good for streaming, so I bought it. And it came, and you know what? It's got a couple of, you know, like, and I mean like a couple, like two or three, tiny little AR, what are they? AR games?
Yeah, alternate reality. That's what Kinect Party is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a couple, you know, kills a few minutes, whatever. But how come, where is that for Kinect?
It's called Kinect Party. It's on the Xbox 360.
Right.
And it needs to be on the Xbox One.
Exactly. It's like crazy.
They released this thing. I feel like everyone who worked in the console is no longer there. Didn't they just replace the I forget her name, the person who took over the Xbox division? Didn't she already leave and she's already been replaced? And she was replaced with that guy who, when he was up for the running of CEO, said that they should sell the Xbox division?
The former Nokia guy.
Yeah, he's now running it. The guy who wants to sell Xbox is now running Xbox.
Right. That sounds like a good combo.
It's just depressing.
Yeah,
maybe Amazon will handle them better once they buy them.
Right. That would be interesting. Anyway, yeah. So some of us are a little down on the Xbox.
It's not that the problem is it's not that I'm down on the Xbox. It's that I can see the potential there, but I feel like no one who works for that company can see the potential there.
Or they can get it moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
It's just like...
They really need it, like a senior director of common sense at that company. That's what Microsoft is missing. That's the Xbox division of Microsoft is missing.
Right. They made us pay an extra $100 for Kinect, essentially, and there's nothing to do with it. I can yell in Rise. I can yell...
fire the torpedoes or whatever the hell you're supposed to say.
I don't think it's torpedoes. I'm not sure. But I don't think it was torpedo, but fire something. And
I think it's
what
look
else?
At those tits. I think is what you can say.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, it's crazy.
Yeah. I'm not sure what else. That's about the best use of it so far, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, it goes
Just
back
Dance,
to,
Just Dance, Just Dance.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, it goes back to what we said last week. The best features of Kinect are all audio, which would, if they just released a speaker with a microphone, it would have cost them like $20
Nothing.
As opposed to $100.
20 cents. 20
yeah,
cents.
Exactly. So.
Okay, maybe they'll turn it around. Maybe this is the start of
maybe between now and next episode they'll announce, you know, they'll have the big press release. We just hired our new senior director of common sense.
Kinect Arcade. How about Kinect Arcade?
Kinect Arcade, Xbox One Arcade.
Like a bunch of like $2 to $5
games.
They're
not allowed to use their arcade name anymore.
Why not?
I don't know. They killed it.
But why? I mean, I don't understand why and what the thought process was.
The kids don't know what arcades are.
What, 9 years building that brand?
The kids don't know what arcades are. That's a good point.
Kids do know what arcades are.
Anyway.
Anyone who watches Wayne's World knows what an arcade is.
The kids love Wayne's World. They're really into
Noah's Arcade. It has two of every game.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Okay, what's this? I didn't read about this. This looks like some good Xbox One news.
Yeah, well, they supposedly 65 indie game companies are working on games for the Xbox One.
Okay.
The problem
where
is,
are they?
This press release with these 65 games should have been released in August, and those games should have been out in November and December.
Something. Just something. Something that makes me feel like I didn't, not only did I put the Kinect on top of my TV, but I bought that extra $20 piece of plastic so it, you know, doesn't look like I've taped it to my television.
I want to move forward. That's my problem. My problem is I'm ready to move forward. I don't want to be like, I don't want the best game in my house to be on my older console.
I cut holes in my walls and ran my Kinect cable through it to get it connected and up on top of
it. Oh, you win. Shipwreck wins. Microsoft helps Shipwreck.
I'm invested in this. I am far more invested in this than Microsoft is at this point.
Exactly. And that is the problem.
Okay.
It does work better on top of your TV, though.
Yes.
Instead of drilling holes in my wall, bought a $20 clip that goes on top of my television. But hey, whatever works for you, Shipwreck.
Shipwreck did
both. No, I did that too. I have that same $20 clip.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Here's a question from Trev Swafford. He wanted to know, why isn't the PlayStation 4 selling software in Japan? Apparently, the attach rate in Japan is pretty low, about 30%. I believe the PS4 came with Knack in Japan, so maybe people felt like that was enough. Probably, my guess is that the launch lineup contains mostly Western games, and that they're not really interested in those.
Check back next week when they figured out Knack was not enough.
Right, that could be. Yeah, they just want to get their hands on the system.
Maybe they're going digital too.
Right. I wouldn't worry. I don't think it really matters. I don't think it's anything to really be worried about. What else we got here? Multi-platforming, Wombat's news and stuff. We talked about Shipwreck the game. What's Super League? I know what Super League Football is.
Yeah, have you been playing it?
That I have played it. That is the soccer game that is, I mean, the pinball game that's a soccer/football game.
Yeah, it's the new Pinball FX 2 tables. They're a lot of fun. Like, even if you don't like soccer, really, because it has like actual teams in it.
I could tell. Yeah. If anybody,
real people.
Yeah. If anybody who follows like real football, you know, not American football, footy, the footies, I would imagine they would be in love with these games. There's a real goal and you can score a goal. It's pretty cool
It's a really neat concept because it's all timed. Like there's different halves of the game, and by hitting it around the ramps, you complete passes, and that makes defenders disappear, like as if you were moving down a field, kind of. And then if you hit it up a certain ramp, then you cross the ball and it goes up to the top of the table, and then you have flippers up there that act as like you're shooting the ball towards a goal, and there's a keeper in there, and depending on how many defenders you've passed by, it makes it easier to shoot into the goal. And then vice versa, if you don't hit enough passes, then the other team steals the ball and can score goals against you. So it's very entertaining.
Are they going to do this with every sport now? Could this work with other sports?
They could do a hockey one pretty easily, don't you think?
They would have to use a puck instead of a ball.
They
could just do it. They could just do it though with a puck, right? And change the physics a little bit. It would still work perfectly. Don't you think?
The American football version of that might be more difficult.
Right. Wobbling around. Basketball, I could see. Baseball, I could see. They're making a lot of money, these guys, I bet. How can I invest in Zen Studios? Because this shit seems like it's going to sell pretty well. I would buy a hockey one in a second.
They did it kind of smartly, too. Like, it's $3 per skin.
Per team, so right? Like, you're buying like a team.
You're buying like the team because all the tables are the same. It's just a different, like overall theme to the table.
Yeah, and they play. I'm sure that the different teams have the different music from those teams. Like,
and they have their little mascot, like the bobblehead mascot, on there and everything.
They could do that with hockey because each team has their own, like, you know, arena songs and things. Well, maybe not. I don't know.
Why don't we give away some codes for this?
Yeah. Okay.
We have codes for PS4 and is that it? Do we have PC codes as well?
I think just PS4.
Just PS4 codes.
Okay. I only took one of them.
I took two of them, I think, because I had to figure out what was going on with the skins, and then once I figured it out, I stopped.
So we have quite a bit to give away. I think we have like six or so, maybe something like that, maybe more. So just post in the thread some feedback about the show, so we know that you listen to the show and that you are interested in Super League football.
You know who's not listening to the show right now?
Wombat.
I don't think Wombat's on right now.
Oh, he just said. Oh, see, Ty walked into my into the office again, and oh, come on, Wombat. Killing me.
We should have this whole conversation about soccer again for Wombat when he gets back on the line.
No, he doesn't care. Let's see, Wombat. I like that Wombat tries to call me when we're doing the show. Like, that's good. Like, what am I going to do with that? Are you there, Wombat? Oh, man. He said, I got the blue screen on his PC. Okay, Wombat's done for the show, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Well, we're almost done, I think, with the show.
Yeah, we're almost done.
Okay. Let me hang up. What's next, anyway, on this?
There's this report. I don't know. Wombat probably wanted to talk about this or something, where 0.15% of mobile gamers account for 50% of the free-to-play game revenue.
Yes, I posted that, actually.
Okay.
It just goes to show you that why these free-to-play mechanics are often so evil and crippling to the actual gameplay, because only 0.15% of the people are really engaging with them. But that's where all the money comes from, so they go with that. So the people who really are just playing the games in a normal way and not giving any money, our opinion doesn't really matter. Our feedback doesn't matter. So these 0.15% of the players who are actually paying for this are ruining all our games. So thanks, guys. Stop it. What else we got here? Oh, this, you put this on, right, Chip? About Tony Hawk?
Oh, yes.
Soul crushing?
Yes. So as most video games are, like they normally do, like Tony Hawk went on to Larry King Now to promote his game and announce more details about his game. I actually got a press release from Larry King today.
From Larry King?
Well, it's from whoever runs his press.
Oh, okay.
It's the first time I've gotten a press release about the Larry King Show. He came out and said it is... The new Tony Hawk game is a phone game where you control a skater on your phone.
Bum, bum, bum. All right. Well, screw that.
Yeah,
so much for our dreams. Your dreams, anyway.
It just seems so off base. Like, it's not... Maybe it'll be an okay mobile game, but it's... There's no way to make a Tony Hawk game correctly on a touchscreen. There's just way, it's all about precision controls and, yeah, this sucks, basically.
Right, okay. Wombat's computer, he got the blue screen of death on his PC, and he doesn't know if he has the file or anything. So I mean, nobody may ever actually hear this show, just you and me, Ship.
Oh, well, I enjoyed it.
Let's do a quick CAG bag with the hope that Wombat will be able to recover this and we'll actually have a show. Bink Mac writes in and asks about the Diablo 3 latest patch. They've improved the loot drop system because of they took the auction, the real money auction house out, which had gimped the loot system. And now they put it back in a much, much more fun manner, but I'm waiting for the next gen version.
Yep. Me too.
Because I want to play this on the couch with my wife.
I don't understand why they don't why they didn't add controller support for the PC version.
Because they're evil and they want us to pay money for the... I own the PC version.
But yeah, so do I.
And they want us to buy the PlayStation. But even like the next gen versions, I'm sure the HUD is designed better for couch play, and the interface is different too, right? For organizing your inventory and things like that. So they probably don't want to go. I mean, they should, right? They should just bring that over to the PC version and give us the option. They make more money when they sell the PC version, I'm sure.
But they could sell two versions of the PC version.
Maybe. I mean, that's one way of thinking of it. Or maybe they sell no versions. Who knows? Let's see. Chase by KO wants, a bunch of people wrote in about this, wanted to know if we've been paying attention to Twitch Plays Pokemon. Do you know what that is, Ship?
Vaguely. That's where people are entering commands and then it's playing Pokemon or something.
Right, in the chat, in the Twitch chat, and then it translates to the movement. No, I've been ignoring that and I'm annoyed by it because I go on Reddit a lot. I have the Reddit Pix app on my phone. It's like one of my most used apps, and all these Twitch Plays Pokemon shit always pops up on there on the front page, and I don't care about it. It's just, it's not interesting to me. But I you know, it's, I guess it's cool. But I have no interest in it. The JBone29 asked if we think that Titanfall will have any effect on the Xbox One market in Japan. No. Nobody cares about Xbox in Japan. Doesn't matter what they do. Lemieux66 asks, will we ever see Last of Us DLC on PlayStation 4? I no longer own a PS3. I have been told that it is coming out for PS4. Have they announced it officially?
I don't think officially, but it's been rumored.
It's known. Okay, so yeah, and I'm sure they'll probably make like a all inclusive version that comes with the DLC. I would think. Yeah, I think we should probably stop the show now because who knows if this is actually ever going to air. So yeah, thank you for listening if you are listening. And don't forget to check out the contest on CAG where we're giving away
pretty much everything.
Everything basically. Walmart we're giving away the South Park Stick of Truth and the Grand Wizard Edition and also Infamous Second Son. Both of those games are available at walmart.com with free release date delivery. And also, if you order the South Park game, the regular edition, you also get $5 in Voodoo movie credit. So that's over at Walmart. And yeah, follow us on Twitter, GBD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck, Video Game Deals. And I think that's it. Bye.
Bread's done.
What do we have here?
It's Castle Grayskull.
And it's mine.
Not so fast, Beastman.
He-Man! You can pit He-Man against Beastman playing for the power of Castle Grayskull. You have to put the castle together.
Beastman's escaping!
The throne, Dad! Dad, you saved the castle!
Castle Grayskull from the Masters of the Universe collection.